back at it here on the Steve Irwin Show on a Wednesday. It's the 23rd of December, 2020. My next guest, you're familiar with, Matt DiPerno, an attorney from Kalamazoo. He's been involved with the case in Antrim County. He was the one guy in America who was able to get a forensic examination of Dominion voting machines. The report, not flattering at all for Antrim County or for Dominion or for a host of others. But now, it seems, Mr. DiPerno is being targeted for just trying to find the truth. Matt, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you here. Obviously, you had a seven-person team. I think it was December the 6th that they showed up in Antrim County, if memory serves. And then it took a while, but the report came out, obviously, and said there were all sorts of security issues and votes that switched. And for anybody that doesn't remember, there were, 6,000 votes that went from Donald Trump to Joe Biden that didn't belong to Joe Biden, and they had to fix it and go back. But now you're being, it seems from what I'm reading and some reporting, that you're being targeted by the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. And for what, I can't quite figure out. Help me with this.
Well, you're correct. But this is somewhat standard for the Attorney General's office. They don't want to argue about the facts in the case. They want to attack attorneys. And they do this because they want to find out what we're thinking, what we're doing, what our work product is, and what our secrets are in terms of our strategy. So they ask the state bar to investigate attorneys. But the real important thing here is what we have is the chief law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan stating that she's going to attack lawyers in cases. Because she doesn't want the truth to come out. She didn't want the report to come out, and she doesn't want to have public discourse about the actual election.
So isn't it normally the presiding judge, if there was an issue with an attorney, because you have the Attorney's Grievance Commission and the Disciplinary Board for attorneys. I mean, there are procedures, and like anything in the law, there's a process. But the process would normally be the presiding judge, in this case a circuit court county judge in Antrim County, if he had an issue with you, he would refer it. He certainly hasn't done that. She's out of her lane here, isn't she?
Well, she is. I mean, she's trying to make an allegation that we somehow misled the court when we asked the court to release the report or when we asked him for the forensic information. But that's just not true. We haven't misled anyone. What she's trying to do is just put fear into attorneys. She's asking attorneys to put their fear above representing their clients in legitimate litigation. That is wrong. I'm actually stunned that the Bar Association and other organizations of professionals in the legal community have not condemned this type of activity by, again, the chief law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan.
And you don't really expect or anticipate that, do you?
I don't. I've reached out to the Michigan Bar Association, but nobody has called me back. I've made phone calls on Friday, Monday, and Tuesday because she continues to tweet out messages that she's going to attack lawyers. But it gets worse than that, Steve. Dana Nessel, back in November, she threatened the Michigan legislators with whom she disagreed with criminal prosecution. She tweeted it out and gave an interview with the Washington Post and stated that those legislators who might not agree with certifying the election could be investigated criminally by her office. And what that is totalitarianism. It's thuggery. It's fascism. And I'm stunned that it's happening in America at this point.
Do you think, and let me just ask you this at the risk of, because I don't want you to say anything you don't believe, but to me, using social media to posture and to threaten, I mean, isn't that one of the things that this attorney general has allegedly complained about from the commander in chief and others, using social media to put forth positions or to try to intimidate? Because it sounds to me like if she's tweeting out that she's going to do X, Y, and Z to attorneys or lawmakers or whatever it may be, right, that it's seems like it's not appropriate, I guess.
No, what it would be is misconduct. It's misconduct under the Michigan rules of professional conduct for attorneys. There's various sections of those rules that deal with that type of misconduct. But again, what she's doing is trying to put fear into attorneys to stop them from representing their clients. It also could be misconduct in office under MCL 750.505, which could be criminal. It could be a felony for her to take that type of action because she's putting her oath of office really above the case. She's trying to intimidate people. She's trying to get people to walk away from their position.
In effect, again, Matt DiPerno here. In effect, she's trying to accuse you of lying, I suppose, just flat out lying about what was going on in Antrim County and what the review of the machines found. And she said it was no audit. You didn't call it an audit. It was a forensic examination. Isn't that what you have called it? It was an examination by a 7-member team, qualified, by the way, that came here and spent several hours, 8 or 9, looked at the machines. They're still evaluating what was in those machines. They arrived at the conclusions. You didn't. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we conducted a forensic examination. I relied on the team to give me information after they reviewed the data. They put out a report, and I disclosed that report pursuant to a judge order after asking the court to allow me to disclose it. The judge granted that request, and we disclosed it to the world. She didn't like what was in the report, and now she's attacking attorneys because she doesn't like it.
So where do you go from here? Do you do anything about it? I mean, you're here, obviously. You don't seem to be intimidated yourself. You're on the program. You've been on the program a number of times. You've been on other programs a number of times, because that's one of the things that the Attorney General, in published reports that I saw, she was, you know, bellyaching about you appearing on media programs and talking about the case.
Well, that's true. And what she did yesterday was she held a press conference and talked about the case and accused me and other attorneys in other cases of violating their oath of office. And she's just wrong. Dana Nessel is a fascist in that sense. Again, this is totalitarianism. She wants to stop the public debate about the election. She wants to threaten people. And frankly, I'd call on Dana Nessel to resign today, because she's not upholding her oath of office. She's not engaged in actual public discourse in a lawsuit. She's trying to threaten people and intimidate them and force attorneys like me to stop representing their client.
Well, there you have it, Matt. Greatly appreciate you being here. We'll see where it goes from here. We've only got about 20 seconds. Anything new from the report or from the study of those Antrim County machines?
We've got some new information. We're looking to do a supplement to the preliminary report in the next couple days. Well, probably not over Christmas, but after that on the weekend, that we can get out to the people so they can continue to see what problems were in Antrim County and how the Dominion software system negatively affected the election for President Trump.
There you have it. Matt DiPerno, greatly appreciated as always. Have a Merry Christmas, my friend.
You too. Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me on.
Quick break. We'll be right back here on the Steve Huber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.